Well, I can tell you that about 3 o'clock, which is when people were really starting to come to the gates, you had maybe a couple dozen protesters, maybe more, outside of the gates, giving them a not-so-friendly greeting on their way in.
What are people saying as they enter, and what are they hoping for?
I think there's been a range of responses. You know, from Republican leadership, it's been, this is a chance for us to sit down and kind of move Wisconsin forward. You know, largely platitudes, not probably the most feel-good comments of the bunch. From Democratic lawmakers, comments there have been more along the lines of, well, you know, this is a symbolic gesture, and it's just kind of a symbolic picnic. At the same time, you got to start somewhere, so we got to be here. I would say you also heard from the leader of the state employee union, Marty Beal, who had by far the most aggressive of the comments, saying the recall election was only round one and that we're going to come back after him in November. So I want to be here to let Republicans know that that I'm coming for him.
Sean, there's talk of bipartisanship, but is anyone giving any examples of that today?
I'd say the most concrete suggestion has probably come from Democrats. They feel like now that the canvass is completed in Racine and Democrat John Lehman came out ahead of Republican Van Wongard in that recall election, they have a majority in the state Senate. They need the legislature basically come back in to give them the committees and the committee chairmanships that go along with that power.